Hey everyone, welcome to episode 52 of the Hellbound Podcast. I'm Michael Chan. Yes, I am back again. I have to say that every time I come back these days because I keep getting so busy and so messed up. And, you know, all these crazy doppelgangers won't leave me alone that I have to skip episodes at a time in terms of recording. So I apologize to all of you for disappearing chunks at a time, but I am back again and sitting over in the UK is my lovely co-host. Who are you? Let everyone know.
I'm Alexander Blackburn. I'm the founder of the Hellbound Horror Festival, which is coming to a really good positive close this week on Saturday the 29th. So we've got a very short award show. It's not going to be as kind of lengthy as the last time because we've shown our films. We had our showcase the weekend just gone. We had about 500 views between two sets of videos, which I'm very, very happy about, in 2 days. And people stayed for, the average was over an hour, which is very good because there was a bunch of films and we were really, really chuffed with the stats on that. I know all the filmmakers agreed and with the way we were using their films, which was a big thing for me because a lot were unhappy last time, but that was all agreed. Went very, very well. Lots of positive comments. And we've had the nominations are slowly coming out today, which has been great.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations to all the nominees. I'm very excited about your films. They are all phenomenal. And can't wait to have the winners announced.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got at the end of this episode, we've got the Rule Breaker Award to hand out. And we told our filmmakers on social media that we'd hand the award out of competition to a certain degree because they broke the rules. They went past 15 minutes by a big chunk in some cases, by half an hour in one case. You know who you are. But all those films were very, very good. They were very high standard. But we'll talk about the winner a little bit later on.
We would have been happy to promote you guys on social media. You didn't have to submit and break the rules. But I'm still glad that you guys submitted because I got to see it. But please, it's a lot of work, especially for Alex. So yeah. Please have some sympathy for the guy.
I'm so glad they were all good because the Pat Mitchell's, let me get this right. Lemons, oh my God, this is going to be terrible. I have to say this correctly. I'm going to edit this sequence. Pat Mitchell's Apples, Oranges, Lemons and Limes is 45 minutes, but it's really good and they're all excellent. Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Of course, of course. So, before we get to the handing out of a award for breaking rules, let's talk about Ezra.
Yes.
Which is the TV show that I am in. I am very excited to be able to finally talk about this. It's been a while coming. So Ezra is a queer vampire love story TV show. And some great action, some great horror, incredible performances. It stars Luke Hutchie as Ezra. And he's a relatively new actor, but he is phenomenal. This guy is just filled with talent. So absolutely deserved for him to get his and he wrote this with Chelsea Clark. So I'm so happy that they got their TV show made. And I play the father of Ian, who is Ezra's love interest in the show. So I'm Gil Tran. And then my wife, Charlotte Tran, is played by Ginny Wong, who...
she's amazing.
She is absolutely just an incredible talent. And she starred with me in my film, The Only Asian. And the two of us have also played a couple in a print campaign. So seems people like to see us together,
yeah,
on screen. And I think, you know, considering that we are both relatively good actors, although I'm not going to toot my own horn that much, but Jenny is just fantastic. I think we're a good combo to have on screen. And if you watch Ezra, we are only in one episode right now. It's not a long series. So we're in the kind of meet the parents episode. And it's hilarious. Like, it's so much fun. Like, the show has a lot of good comedy in it, even though it's not really a comedy show, but they have good comedy. But like, our scene is just like pure comedy gold from beginning to end. Like, we had a script, and what was fun was they're like, can you like improv around it? Like, keep all the lines, don't screw up the lines, but like improv around it. Like, you find moments to be coupley or to interact with Ezra in some awkward ways or with your son, do it. So we did. So I came in as like weirdo trying to be cool dad, but also protective. And Ginny came in as like, like absolutely high energy mom.
Yeah.
It just worked. It just worked because both of us were just like all over the situation. And you see like Luke and Danny Vo, who plays our son, they're just both like, ah, what?
Wow.
The whole scene.
That must be
But
quite an
it's.
exciting kind of freedom to have, because obviously some shows must be right, this is the dialogue, this is it. Some shows you have a little bit more freedom depending on who the director is or the producers. But
Yes.
what's that kind of pressure like to have that flexibility in that role?
So historically, I'm not really an improviser. A lot of people say I'm good at it, but really, like, if you go far enough back, like, I was the one who darn near failed my improvisation course in film school. I'm the one who was told I'm not funny and I'll never be funny. I was told that my clown was a an accountant, and also that my clown is just a Chinese dude trying to be white. Like, these are the type of things that I've been told
Wow.
for a large part of my career. So for me to finally be able to do something that improvisationally that is considered funny, and to be able to do it in the very supportive and positive environment and inclusive environment that was Ezra's set, was fantastic because I always known I'm funny. How people always say like, I think I'm funny. That was always me. It's like, oh, I think I'm funny. Well, fine. Don't think I'm funny. But yeah, like, now I know for sure. So it's nice. But no, there was a lot of pressure. I put a lot of pressure on myself. Like, whenever I do comedy, it's personal pressure because of the experience and some of the trauma I went through early in my career, right? So, but then, once you get going, honestly, once you get going and you feel that support, you feel that love, and everyone's vibing, it gets so much easier. Like, as the takes went on, I stopped overthinking it. The pressure kind of lifted off my shoulders. And we just went. And I'd like to also like thank director Mike Milden, who just created such an incredible set environment for us that day. Like, there's different directors for different episodes, but Mike is an absolutely incredible director. And I think he doesn't just think about himself, he also thinks about everyone that's part of production. So when it comes to the actors, he's there for us, right? And so he's tried to work with us to make the scene better. And that kind of understanding of our job and our position in the production, and allowed us to work with him to get a better scene, to get the comedy up and the energy up, and that kind of awkward meet the parents feel that you would expect in a scene like that.
Yeah, that's very cool, man. That's very cool. It's really kind of super positive, and it makes me excited to see it. I've not seen where it's available in the UK yet, or if it is, but I think Vicky and I, my wife, will be really looking out for that. I'm quite excited. for it. And it's great to hear that you had such a positive experience, because you know better than myself that it's not always like that. But to kind of have that, have anyone just, you feel as though you're on an equal footing with everyone, it's really positive, and it makes you more excited, it makes you more motivated, and it really ups the ante, doesn't it?
It does. In terms of where to watch Ezra, so Ezra is on Out TV, which is a queer channel. In Canada, you can watch it on Amazon Prime. They have the Out TV channel on Amazon Prime. And in the US, it's on Apple TV. There is an Out TV channel on Apple TV. I'm not sure. I apologize where
Okay.
to watch it in the UK. But yeah, Out TV is its own channel as well. Like if you have cable over here,
Yep.
so in Canada. So yeah, those are the different places that I know of that you can watch it. But
Superb.
yes.
That's fantastic, man. That's absolutely fantastic.
Oh, I would also like to point out it is if you watch Drag Race,
Yeah.
Priyanka, the drag queen, it's her first, she has her first acting role and acting credit in our show. So that's something else to
Oh,
get excited
wow.
for.
Yeah, I watched I think the Canadian Drag Race, the US, the main US one, the UK one, the Australian one.
So you know who Priyanka
Oh
is.
yeah, I absolutely love the
She's
show because
amazing.
the energy's so different and it's just fantastic to watch, and the creativity's unreal. And it's great to be able to have a network like that where people have got that freedom. There isn't that kind of, you know, yeah, it's really, really great. And it's great that you can finally talk about the show.
Finally, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because that must be so difficult. I know how difficult that is for you. And I know it's
It is.
difficult for a couple of other people who know that, you know, like yourself being in Star Trek Discovery, you can't talk about it at all until, you know,
Until
you're
it's out. And even now, there are like a
yeah.
lot of things people ask me, like when I do, TikToks lives or whatever,
Yeah.
people ask me questions like, yeah, I can't really talk about that, or I can't comment on that. And there's
Yeah.
still a lot of that stuff. But at least like with Star Trek, I can at least talk about the positive experiences I have on it, or some of the things that are I'm not NDA on, and actually reveal I'm in the show. And the same with Ezra, right? Like I'm
Yeah.
glad I'm finally able to talk about it.
Yeah,
Oh, and by
absolutely.
the way, guys, drink Liquid Death. They're our sponsor.
It's that energy drink, isn't it?
It's not. It's
No? Oh, it's water, isn't it?
it's water.
That's it,
There's
yeah.
sparkling. I'm not sure if there's non-sparkling, but they're in a beautiful can, sparkly and has a skull on it, and it's quite expensive, but very delicious.
I've heard good things of from other podcasts and producers, so
It is. I don't know what
yeah.
they did to the water. Like, there's electrolytes and stuff, but it's water. Like, you don't. I don't even know how to describe how good it was. I'm just shocked that it, now, am I able to buy this? Not on a regular basis. It's too rich for my blood. Like I'm just like a C-list actor. I'm not a celebrity. So,
Yeah.
but if you ever have some cash and you want some delicious water, unflavored, get Liquid Death. Because it's actually good.
That's
I'm
great,
sorry, I
man.
don't know how to advertise Liquid Death. It's expensive water.
You don't have to answer this, but out of curiosity, because were they a response to the channel or the show?
The show, we
So,
had
do
cases
you
of
have
it
those on
for,
set as well?
we did, and I had like
Okay.
a few cans of it.
Yeah.
Because I had my first, I was like, oh, what on earth? Wow.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Okay, it's just water, but wow.
And if Liquid Death would like to be a sponsor of the Hellbound podcast, that'd be fantastic.
Yes, please sponsor us. I'd like to drink a few cans on air.
I've got all coffee, all clothing, anything.
I mean, we are a horror podcast, and you guys have a skull on your can, so we're in simpatico, yeah, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me tell you, even my doppelgangers like your product. So you get their endorsement too, and we're trying to kill each other, and yet somehow we agree on liquid death. Let's get to the award for breaking rules.
So this is the only award being given out today. The bulk of the awards, the main awards, are Saturday 29th this week, when this episode comes out. And this award, it was a tricky one, really, because do we just dismiss everyone and their great films that were going past 15 minutes? And I wanted to award the films because the quality of what we received that were north of 15 minutes. But I did make it very, very clear for anyone listening for the first time, I did make it very clear that you couldn't win or be nominated for any other award because the rules were broken. They were on the website, they're on Film Freeway, so I just made it very, very clear. But there was a bunch of nominees. One was Dinner with Chuck. I highly recommend it. It's extremely funny. About a young woman that goes on a date, and she's got this awful, awful date she's on, and then she ends up talking to the crab that's on the plate. That's really twisted. I'm going to do a full review of each of these in a few weeks. In the Shadow of God is a beautifully crafted film that I'm surprised it's not on Shudder. It's kind of such a high caliber.
Oh.
And yeah. And we've got Mark Brombacher with his film The Bloody Baxters and What It Takes to Keep a Family Together in a very twisted tale. Mansplaining, I think it's from Mexico. I'm going to say Mexico. It's either Mexico or Spain. I'm pretty sure it's Mexico, but I will correct myself. And it's a very Takeshi Mikey, is that correct? From the director of Audition. It's very, very sinister film. And then we've got, what are the other films in that category? We have got Pat Mitchell's Apples, Oranges, Lemons and Limes, superb film. Sorry. And then we've got one of our Turkish filmmakers that submitted a few times, Salim Emre Dajimas, with My Inner Voice, and that's it. And the winner of the award, I want to see this as a feature film. This is how good this film is. And the cast is fantastic. I'll be doing a full review of each of these six films. But Brian Sapanzik's In the Shadow of God is the winner of the Rule Breaker Award.
Woo!
But Brian's work, seriously, I thought I was watching a feature film. It was just so, so good. Performances were off the chart. I wanted to know more. I wanted to be in that world. Well, watching it from afar because it's so, so kind of sinister. But yeah, In the Shadow of God, superb. Absolutely superb. It kind of reminded me of the kind of tone of Midsommar in some respects. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant film. Well deserved. But we'll be sending out the winning laurel very, very soon, and the high-res artwork to all the filmmakers as well. Mm-hmm. So all the artwork that's been produced with the aid of Midjourney, we're sending out super high-res versions of each of them to all the filmmakers as soon as the festival's finished. So well done.
My only comment is congratulations. I don't know if we expect you to put the laurel on your poster, only because now you're indicating to other festivals that you like to break rules.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, that's a good point. Film,
so, it's the best of the rule breakers. Yeah. Should be proud. Oh, my God.
So, well done to Brian Sapaznik with his film In the Shadow of God. A brilliant film, and we're actually going to release all the films again for another weekend coming up. So the 29th, so all the films are going to be available for two more days, then that's it. We'll work out some sort of agreements with some of the winners, and because most of the films are still in competition around the world, so
yeah,
we don't have rights to pass the extra 2 days. Thanks to all the filmmakers, and should be a great little award show. It's going to be a shorter one this year, so that's on the 29th at 5 p.m. GMT. And the only reason I'm saying the GMT time is because I messed it up last time, and it was it was an hour out. So because the time zone change, that's what happened.
Yes. Don't you just love it when that happens?
Oh, it was a daylight saving thing, and then I got like 20 messages on Instagram saying, it's not on yet. I'm like, okay. And then it was like, oh, shit. It changed in the week I'd put it on. So, anyway. Yeah. But yeah, well done to Brian.
Well, all right then. That's all we have for you today, peeps. So I have to get back to fighting my doppelgangers. I can actually see one trying to like creep into my basement studio, and so yeah, I better go lop off his hand as he's trying to get through that window. It's gonna be fun. Yeah. So if you enjoy listening to us, you can actually follow us on social media, because we are on Instagram as The Hellbound Podcast. We would love to feature your cosplays, your art, your makeups, your music videos, and all that on our social media. So if you would like to get featured, please send us a private message. Again, that's at The Hellbound Podcast. And yes, I did say the and the. So I said it in different ways. So The Hellbound Podcast. Also, if you like what you're listening to, please consider subscribing to us on your preferred podcast platform. It does help us get us seen by more, or listened to by more people, as we would really love to be featured. Also, if there's the option to give us a review or ranking, please give us 5 out of 5 stars, 10 out of 10, and a good review. That helps us as well. Thank you so much. So once again, social media, The Hellbound Podcast, Harness to Darkness.